The politics of pastoral care. Every morning I scan the news online and I spend half an hour reading the articles that fit my interests. In the last couple of weeks, two have stood out as relevant to pastoral care. Let me describe them for you. The first is a review of a book by a psychologist, Gillian Bridge. The headline reads, "Our fixation with feelings has created a damaged generation." In the book, Bridge discusses the mental health of young people. 1 million prescriptions for antidepressants are being written in the UK for teenagers each year. She gives us an explanation, her explanation. "This focus on me," she writes, "myself and I is the problem. It's taking people who are vulnerable to begin with and asking them to focus inwards." The second article is a report on research from University College London, and the headline expresses outrage. Obese patients are being weight shamed by doctors and nurses. Here's a taste. "The problem is so widespread that health professionals need to be taught to students that excess weight is almost guaranteed in modern society and is not the fault of individuals." Now, one of those articles is from the left-leaning Guardian newspaper, the other from the right-leaning Daily Telegraph. Now, without following those links in the article on my website, can you tell which is which? Those on the left assume the innocence of the individual and the guilt of society. So it's wrong to offend or to challenge, we must just be kind. People on the right stress individual responsibility. We shouldn't pander to people's feelings. People need to better themselves. You may have to be cruel to be kind. I'm discovering that choosing an approach to pastoral care can be a surprisingly political process. Each of these writers advocates a different kind of pastoral care. The first one says, "Challenge the me-centeredness of our culture and don't let people binge on the sugar rush of their feelings." The second one says, "Listen without judging. Do not condemn, don't humiliate people." Reading these two articles, it struck me that, like the red marbling through a raspberry ripple ice cream, Christian ideas run through both. The gospel says that we're saved when we look away from ourselves to the cross, and that we stay spiritually healthy by caring for others. It tells us that our feelings are not our identity, but fleeting responses to our environment. My identity is not my gender or my sexuality, but who I am in Christ. And yet the Bible also tells us to listen carefully, not to judge or to condemn, to be gentle and patient, not to crush the bruised reed. Have a look at Proverbs 18:13, or Matthew 7:1-2, Galatians 5:22-23, and Isaiah 42:3. Hold these two ideas in tension and you have the way to go. Paul calls it speaking the truth in love. That's Ephesians 4:14-15. Love is a verb, a doing word. So I'm going to walk with someone faithfully and I'm going to listen to them carefully. I'm going to resist a quick fix, the relief of getting a difficult conversation out of the way quickly. We wait instead for the right time. And when that time comes, I can speak with frankness and with compassion, because there can be no doubt that I love the person I'm trying to support. These two articles from the left and right of the political spectrum challenge me. The first strengthened my feeling that we need to help people out of themselves and talk more than we do about gospel virtues like endurance, perseverance, and courage. The second underlined the importance of tender-heartedness, always looking for good ways to say hard things to fragile people. A little bit like Jesus, really.